Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You found the Playmakers on CBS Sports Radio 1140.
Paula Hander, Lindsey Brown on this Thursday afternoon. It's kind of an Ask the Experts visit with the guests Thursday. We're just packing them in here like sardines. Our next guest has a brand new book out. We've talked with some authors before, especially in the hockey space too, and this one I expect will be just as good as the last few that we've talked to. The book is called Thin Ice, A Hockey Journey from Unknown to Elite and the Gift of a Lifetime. It came out last month. It is zooming up the Amazon book charts when it comes to hockey biographies, and it deals with the life of our next guest, and he joins us via the CBS Sports Radio 1140 phone line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. His name is Ryan Minkoff, and I think he knows Lindsey Brown pretty well. Ryan, thanks for coming on with us, man.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me.
Super excited to have you on, Ryan. I know your family, your sister and your mom pretty well, just based off of my experience with OS hockey, and you know how small that community is in Minnesota. And yep. I know that you went to Benilde, and even though there is a blood feud between your Red Knights and my regular Knights that I graduated from Irondale, you and I have a really similar path, not in actual steps taken, but just in terms of a very winding road in the hockey community or in your hockey career. So you wrote it down in a book. What made you do that? How did you start that?
Yeah, so I actually started writing the book while I was in college, going into my senior year at UW, and I was playing club. And I was reminiscing a lot because I figured, well, my career is probably ending soon. So that's what kind of got me just to write down thoughts, and I knew I had a unique path in Minnesota, just bouncing around from team to team growing up, and in high school I had an interesting time, to say the least. So, and just the club level that I was playing at you couldn't find much info on it anywhere. So, I knew I had a unique story up to where I was at, and I had about 100 pages written down going into my senior year, and then when I got the Finland deal in the spring of my senior year, I kind of knew, all right, club to pro, doesn't happen too often. I have a very unique story now. And yeah, I just kept writing, and I felt like my story could just help players, help parents, help anyone in the hockey world trying to navigate through. So that's what kind of got me to write. And it took about 7 years to get it out. So,
and usually those paths to success in hockey, we think it's so easy that they're paved, but the thing is, not all of us, you know, are picked first, you know, on the all-star teams when we're 10 and anointed, and we grew up, you know, in the craziest youth hockey market, I think, in Minnesota. So yeah, we're very much products of that. But you reflect back on your career as a player, but as we've both kind of learned and clearly taken next steps in our career, we can't escape the game itself. So what made you want to continue in the world of hockey, not as a player but as an agent as well, in addition to obviously your authoring?
I had a lot of experience to go off of for like the youth and high school age kids, but what actually got me into it was I didn't have an agent when I got the Finland deal. Really had no clue what I was doing in my own negotiations, and when I got out there, I lived with a Latvian kid and learned right away that his contract was just not even close to mine in terms of perks. And I was getting a couple of free meals a day at a sponsored restaurant. And I was involved in the community, doing extra jobs. I was zambonying the ice and working with a youth hockey team. So I was pretty involved in his deal. Didn't have any of that, and his salary was just not even close. So I kind of took it upon myself right away to help him. And like the first month out there, I helped him renegotiate part of his deal so he could at least go and eat some free meals with me and get involved a little bit in the town we were in. So that's what got me started in it. And as my season was going on, we both had payment issues. It was getting paid late and our fair share of apartment problems, and our playing time was slowly dwindling as the year went on. So I reached out to some agents while I was out there, and none of them really took any interest. And I couldn't blame them. I wasn't making $1 million. So there wasn't much in it for them. So I kind of felt like there was a niche in the market, and I was learning a lot about teams and players in Europe, and I was realizing that there is a lot of problems in that market in general. So when my season ended, I wasn't going to keep playing. Just kind of concussions in the past, and that kind of weighed on me, and my roommate was going to keep playing, so I was just like, all right, let me help you, man. I'll get a decent deal next year, and then I can come out and visit you, and we can have a great time. So that's how it started, and then I helped his brother and helped some other Finnish players, and then I just kind of rolled from there. So I can't say I intended to really get it going, but yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to stay involved in the game. I felt like my experience had a lot to offer to others for help, so...
Clearly, Ryan Minkoff, hockey agent, also author, 83LLC.com is where you can find him online. The book is called Thin Ice, A Hockey Journey from Unknown to Elite and the Gift of a Lifetime. And Ryan's played club hockey, he's played professional hockey. And the differences you see going to a program like at University of Washington where, you know, I don't know, what was that experience like? Because for a lot of, you know, for a lot of aspiring hockey players, men and women, when they go to programs, you know, you're like, hey, scholarship, going to get a ride and whatnot. But you went a different route, played club hockey. I mean, we have a club hockey here at UNLV as well. So what is that experience like as opposed to say, hey, guess what? Here's the ride and come sit at the training table with us.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at school, we played UNLV and our games were at midnight, both games. In Las Vegas, so...
Normal hockey times, right, Ryan?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday night. I mean, it worked for Vegas. It was perfect for our upperclassmen to hit the casinos right after. But the experience, I really had no clue what I was getting myself into. I didn't understand the level at all. And just coming from Minnesota, you don't know a lot about West Coast hockey. Because if you're playing any teams from West, you're probably crushing them.
Yep.
So it was very unknown. And but I would say the great part about playing club is the experience is completely what you make of it, because like you as a team, you guys are, you're running the team. You're scheduling the games. You're paying to play. So it's really all on you, on what you make the experience. So that's what I really liked. I mean, I was the president of the team for 2 years, and you're trying to do fundraising, and you're doing all sorts of things just to run the team and run the budget. And so that's what I really liked. You have a coach, but the coach isn't like the end all be all of everything. So it's
usually those are fellow teammates or other guys that, you know, go to school with you, right? Exactly, Ryan. You don't have the resources. The entire thing is self-sufficient. I remember, you know, I played out on the East Coast and, you know, I played a varsity sport, but I helped with the club and it was such a huge deal at St. A's. And it, you know, you're not just talking about player coaches, your player GMs, your player everything. And I think, you know, just to kind of allude back to that winding road and all the adversity that you had to go through, how much of those lessons that you learned at UW job when you were in Europe, when you realized that your roommate's, you know, contract was junk and that he needed an advocate, that this all kind of, you know, unfolded and revealed your future to yourself. Like, it all just, and you learned how to manage that. And I think that's why you were able to identify that niche in the market, because you have 52 clients, Ryan. Like, that's a lot of clients. And as you said earlier too, with the NHL, not everybody's going to have that paved road, that unidentified market, to just have somebody in your corner. Because Paul, you can attest to this. How good am I with money? How good am I with organizing my life? And if I'm going overseas or trying to make hockey my career, well, guess what? You still have to take care of all the adulthood stuff too. But we don't train for that at the rink. So am I making sense? Is that part of the next iteration of the novel, or at least can I write the prologue?
No, you got the prologue down. The business has really, really taken off. It's been really rewarding for me, and kind of just the message of the book, and really just the message of my business, is you don't have to take the normal route. You can be unconventional. As long as you love to play and you have that passion, to kind of keep the long-term focus when you're struggling to get playing time, or maybe you're playing at a level that you feel you shouldn't be at. I think that's just, it's really important to look long-term. And if you enjoy playing, and you keep that focus and drive, you can get to where you want to get to. It just might not be the normal route. That's something I have to stress to guys all the time. So
if you can play, they will come watch you. They will find you, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say the Finnish team. There's no way they saw me at UW. So, but they can find you if you're putting up good numbers and doing some good things. So.
Ryan Minkoff joining us here. He is a hockey agent, also an author as well. The book is Thin Ice, A Hockey Journey from Unknown to Elite and the Gift of a Lifetime, available through Amazon.com, other booksellers as well. Ryan, because you do represent so many young players, and many are at the minor league level, how has it been navigating the messaging to those guys about just kind of the uncertainty of kind of restarting the next season? I mean, you have clients in the ECHL and things like that, so what are you trying to tell them as they get moving? And is it difficult to keep them focused on going, you know what, there is a season coming, you need to be ready?
It's really tough time. I really feel for a lot of guys, even at the lower levels, or they just want an opportunity to play and show what they can do to scouts and coaches, and a lot of it they can't do it right now. So I think that's very tough mentally for many guys. But I think the big thing now is just, you're telling guys to stay ready, and I'm being creative in how I'm trying to help some guys get some exposure. So that's been interesting for me. Just you're trying to figure out how you can help these players any way you can. Because that's ultimately what you're doing. You're trying to help them reach their goals. And the big thing for a lot of these guys is just trying to stay focused and continue to improve. I mean, you might not be playing games right now, but there's things you can do to improve. You can improve mentally. You can be working out and doing all sorts of drills on the ice too. I think it's just important to try to keep everything in perspective. And if you're looking short term, that's gonna put you in the dumps probably. But as long as you're staying focused and looking more long term at your ultimate goals, that's really the key right now.
Changing on the fly is never easy. It's never automatic. We all have to learn how to jump over the boards at each rink, right? You see it in warm-ups.
Right.
So best of luck to you and all your clients, Ryan. I'm sure it's been a hell of a year, but, we're all going to be back on the ice sooner or later.
Yep, that's right. I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Ryan Minkoff is our guest. His book, if you want to check it out, Amazon.com, you can buy it there. It is Rising Up the Hockey Biography Charts about his journey in the hockey world. Thin Ice is the name of that book. Ryan, thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for hanging out. And good luck as this new season unfolds.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Ryan Minkoff joining us on the CBS Sports Radio 1140 phone line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Going to be a very packed finish here to hour number two of the Playmakers. We're going to go fantasy football next with Nate Lundy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.